Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you for having me again. I sound really loud.
谢谢又能在这里和大家给大家讲道。
And thank you to Samuel for translating for me and making my sermon sound better.
谢谢李牧师又来到我们中间。
I like it when it comes out of his mouth better than when it comes out of mine. So thank you.
我们很喜欢李牧师给我们讲道。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we know that you are at work here in this place.
天父，我们感谢你。
And I ask that you would speak through me.
我们感谢你让我来透过我对大家说话。
That you would give me the words to speak.
你让我来传讲你的话语。
And that the words of my mouth.
通过你的话，通过我的口来说出来。
And the meditation of my heart.
通过我的心来说出来。
Would be pleasing to you.
求主让我的话语能让你得到喜悦。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
用耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
This was probably one of the hardest times in the history of the early church.
这也许是在教会早期最黑暗的时候。
Aside from what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, things had been mostly good for the early church to this point.
除了发生在安拿尼亚或以拉哈的事情之外，在教会的早期到现在为止，似乎一切都很好。
They had appointed 7 respected brothers to help with the distribution of food to the Hellenistic widows in chapter 6.
他们委任了7有能力的弟兄来帮助分派食物给那些说希腊话的人的寡妇。
They did this so that the apostles could continue preaching the good news about Jesus Christ.
他们这样做是因为他们想让圣徒们继续的能够专心从事传扬福音。
And one of those men was a man named Stephen.
在这七个人当中有一个人的名字叫斯提凡。
A man that Luke says in Acts 6 verse 5 is a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
斯提凡在路加福音，在路加福音第五章说他是一个大有能力、被圣灵充满的人。
He must have been quite special because we're told again in chapter 6 verse 8.
他是一个大有信心、圣灵充满的人，他一定是做过很多大的事情。因为在路加福音六章五节也这样说，六章八节也这样说。
Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people.
在六章八节这样说，斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事或神迹。
He was doing great things.
他做了很多大的奇事。
Things beyond just the distribution of food to the widows.
他不仅仅是将食物分派给那些寡妇。
Things that caught the eyes and attention of the wrong people.
当然，这些事情也引起了一些人的注意。
And opposition to Stephen began to rise.
这样反对斯提凡的人就起来了。
More and more began to oppose him.
越来越多的人开始起来反对他。
And we're told in chapter 6, verse 11, they secretly persuaded some men to say, we have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God.
在使徒行传六章十一节，圣经这样说，就买出人来说，我们听见他说诽谤摩西和神的话。
Those opposed to Stephen found people to lie and say that Stephen was speaking blasphemy against God.
那些反对斯提凡的人就找出人来撒谎，说斯提凡说话诽谤摩西和神。
Also, they could bring him before the Sanhedrin.
Excuse me.
Also, they could bring him before the Sanhedrin.
这样他们就把斯蒂凡带到公会。
But when Stephen was brought before the Sanhedrin,
当斯蒂凡被带到公会的时候，
instead of shaking in horror about what might happen to him,
他没有被马上将要发生的事情感到恐惧。
He spent most of chapter 7 giving the Sanhedrin and those who were there heck.
而是他在第七章中用了大部分的时间在公会或给公会里的人一些教训。
That's basically what chapter 7 verses 1 to 53 is.
这也是在第七章中第一节到五十三节的所有的内容。
It's Stephen's history lesson for the Jews and then his chastisement of them.
这就是斯蒂凡在给这些人上历史课并且责怪他们。
And his words were so harsh and so powerful that we're told in chapter 7 verse 54, when the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him.
斯蒂凡说的话非常的严厉，非常的有力量，在使徒行传七章五十四节，圣经这样说：众人听见这话，就极其恼怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿。
They brought Stephen in to scare him.
他们本来是想将斯蒂凡抓过来，威吓恐吓他。
But when he was done talking, they were the ones who were upset and afraid.
但是当斯蒂凡说完这些话之后，被恐吓的、被吓倒的，倒是这些人了。他们都咬牙切齿。
What happened next was a major hit on the early church.
在下面将要发生的事情将是对早期教会一个很大的打击。
Verse 55 tells us, but Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
在七章五十五节，圣经这样告诉我们，但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
The crowd had had enough, and they lost it.
此时这些暴民已经受够了，他们输了。
And we're told in verses 57 and 58 what they did.
在使徒行传七章五十七到五十八节，这样说。
At this, they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul.
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。
There was no trial for Stephen.
对斯蒂凡是没有审判的。
It was all a show.
仅仅是给大家做了，给大家看。
Just an angry mob that dragged Stephen out of the city and started stoning him.
就是这一群愤怒的暴民将斯蒂凡推出城外，用石头打他。
No trial.
没有审判。
No judge or jury.
也没有法官，也没有做见证的人。
No one to declare him guilty.
没有人说他有罪。
Everything this crowd did was wrong.
一切都证明他们做的都是错误的。
And they did it because they were angry and upset and probably offended by what Stephen said.
他们这样做是因为他们非常的不痛快，非常生气，也被激怒了。
Did they like what Stephen said to them?
他们喜欢斯蒂凡对他们说的话吗？
No.
没有，不会。
But was what Stephen said wrong?
但是斯蒂凡对他们说的话错吗？
Not at all.
根本不错。
Everything he said was right.
他说的每一句话都是对的。
But the crowd didn't want to hear it.
但是这些暴民不想听这些话。
And mob mentality took over.
暴民心态占了上风。
And instead of saying, let's take him to court,
他们没有说我们把他带到法庭去。
They dragged him out of the city and started to stone him.
他们把他推出城外，用石头打他。
If anything, I think Stephen had a right to and reason to be upset about the unfair treatment.
如果说斯蒂凡有很多的理由来对他的 这样对着他感到很生气的话。
He had every reason to say, this is unfair.
他有任何理由来说这样对我很不公平。
To say, it shouldn't be like this.
不应该这样对我。
Maybe even reason to say, I did what God wanted me to do, so why is this happening to me?
甚至他也会有理由说，是上帝叫我这样做的，为什么对我做这样的事情？
But Stephen didn't say any of those things.
但是斯提凡没有说这样的事情。
In fact, his response is quite different, and in all honesty, quite amazing.
相反，他的反应是大相径庭。他的反应是带着诚意，而且令人惊叹。
I think his response is the epitome of honoring Jesus, especially during persecution.
我觉得他的反应是，对以上的迫害，用以上的迫害来荣耀耶稣，特别，是在这个时候。
While Stephen had every right to be upset and fight back, he never did.
他斯提凡完全可以来反击他们，但是他没有这样做。
When they arrested him illegally and brought him before the Sanhedrin, he spoke truth to them.
当他们被他们非法的带到公会的时候，他只是对他们讲述事实。
And when they dragged him out of the city and started stoning him, he didn't resist or try to fight back.
当他们把他推到城外，开始用石头打他的时候，他没有回击。
He didn't argue or complain about how illegal what they were doing was.
他没有争辩，也没有抱怨他们的非法行为。
Instead, he prayed.
相反，他只是祷告。
Verse 59 says, While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
使徒行传七章五十九节，圣经这样说：他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说：求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。
It wasn't a prayer to protect him or to send someone to save him.
他的祷告，他没有向神祷告来保护他或者派人来救他。
He was asking for Jesus to receive his spirit.
他只是求神来接受他的灵魂。
He knew what was coming, and instead of being mad or angry, he prayed for Jesus to receive his spirit.
他知道将要发生的事情，但是他没有生气。他只是向耶稣祷告来接受他的灵魂。
But his prayer wasn't just for himself.
而且他的祷告不仅仅是为他自己。
In verse 60, he prayed for those stoning him.
在七章六十节，圣经说他还为那些用石头打他的人祷告。
It's the last thing he did.
事实上，这也是他最后做的事情。
Praying for his killers.
为杀害他的人祷告。
But his prayer wasn't that they would get justice. His prayer wasn't for them to get justice.
他的祷告并不是想得到正义。
Or for God to strike them down.
也不是求上帝来将这些人击倒。
His prayer was actually for their forgiveness.
他的祷告是求上帝宽恕这些人。
And verse 60 says, Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep.
在七章六十节，这样圣经这样说，又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将罪归于他们。”说完这话，他就睡了。
If all this sounds vaguely familiar, it should.
如果这些话听起来有点熟悉的话，就对了。
Stephen's prayer while being killed is a lot like Jesus's prayer when he was arrested and crucified.
斯提凡在被杀害之前的祷告，非常的像我们的主耶稣在钉死在十字架之前的祷告。
A lot of what happened to Stephen is similar to what happened to Jesus.
因为发生在斯提凡身上的事情很多也和我们的主耶稣，钉死在十字架之前的事情相似。
Luke 4:28-29 tells us that after Jesus spoke, all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff.
在路加福音，第四章二十八、二十九节，圣经这样说：会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气满胸，就起来撵他出城。他们的城建在山上。他们带他到山崖， 要把他推下去。
Stephen's vision in verse 56 is a fulfillment of what Jesus said in Luke 22:69, where Jesus said,
在七章五十六节中，斯提凡看见的异象，即是成全了在路加福音中22:69主耶稣说的话。
But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the Mighty God.
主耶稣这样说，从今以后，人子要坐在神全能的右边。
And when Stephen was being stoned, his prayer was much like Jesus's prayer when he was being crucified.
所以当斯提凡被石头击打的时候，祷告的祷告也非常的像我们的主耶稣在被钉十字架时候之前的祷告。
Luke 23:34 says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
在路加福音23:34这样说，当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Stephen was able to respond in the way that he did because he knew Jesus and he lived out his faith in Jesus.
斯提凡能够这样做是因为他了解知道我们的主耶稣，而且他的生活中也活出了对主耶稣的信仰。
That's why even when the crowds did what was unjust and illegal, stoning him without a fair trial.
这也是正是这个原因，当这些暴民对非法的待他，用石头打他的时候。
Instead of complaining, he chose to respond in a manner similar to Jesus.
他没有抱怨，他而是选择用耶稣的方法来对待他们。
But in order for us to respond in the midst of persecution like Jesus,
但是当我们在受迫害中这样行的时候，我们不仅要知道耶稣的所作所为。
We need to not only know what Jesus did, but we need to know Jesus and live out our faith in Jesus daily.
我们更重要的是要了解我们的主耶稣，而且我们要活出对我们的主耶稣的信仰。
We can't wait until we're persecuted to start living out our faith in Jesus.
当然，我们不能等待到我们在受迫害的时候才这样做。
We have to live out our faith daily when things are good.
而是我们要每天都能够活出对我们的主耶稣的信仰。
That's what Stephen did.
这也是斯蒂凡每天所做的事情。
When Stephen was chosen in Acts 6 to live out his faith by making sure the Hellenistic widows were taken care of.
当斯蒂凡在第六章中提到的，他被选出来照顾这些说希腊话的寡妇的时候，他就是这样做的。
Stephen lived out his faith by taking care of the widows.
斯提凡他是就是被选出来来照顾这些说希腊话的人的寡妇。
He lived out his faith before the persecution came.
这样他也就活出了对我们主耶稣基督的信仰，这也是在他被受的迫害之前就这样做了。
And that's why Acts 6:5 describes Stephen as a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
这也就如同在《使徒行传》6:5所述的，斯提凡是大有信心、被圣灵充满的人。
Stephen didn't just know about Jesus.
斯提凡他不仅仅是了解我们的主耶稣。
He trusted Jesus and lived out that trust in Jesus daily.
他更重要的是信靠主耶稣，而且在每天的生活中都活出了对主耶稣的信仰。
He lived out that faith when things were good.
当事情好的时候，形势好的时候，他是活出了对主耶稣的信仰。
So that when persecution came, he was able to stand up to the persecution.
这样当迫害来临的时候，他就能够紧紧地依靠主耶稣。
In living out his faith daily, he probably saw God at work in the little things.
在他每天活出主耶稣的信仰的时候，也许在他的侍奉当中，他每天都能够遇见主。
And seeing God at work in the little things when things are good, he learned he can trust God in other things when things are bad.
这样，当在小事上他能够活出对主的信仰的时候，在当出现大的事情的时候， 他就更能依靠主。
And when we live out our faith daily,
我们要在我们每天的生活中活出对我们主耶稣的信仰。
We start to see God and recognize God at work in our lives in the little things.
这样我们就可以在一些小事上，在一些小事上，在我们的职场上，在我们的工作中能够遇见神。
But if we don't live out our faith daily,
如果我们不是每天都能够活出对主耶稣的信仰。
If we say we're Christians yet don't love our neighbors or our enemies.
如果说对于基督徒，我们不爱我们的邻舍，不爱我们的敌人。
If we don't care for the weak and the oppressed and the widows and the orphans,
如果我们不是来照顾那些寡妇那些孤儿。
If we don't follow Jesus when times are good,
如果我们在好的时候不跟随耶稣。
How are we going to see Jesus at work in our lives?
我们怎么能够在我们的生活当中遇见主呢？
We need to live out our faith daily so that when the times of persecution come, we know we can trust Jesus in those hard times.
我们现在就需要在我们每天的生活当中活出对主耶稣的信仰，这样当迫害来临的时候，我们就可以更加紧紧地依靠主。
So that we can respond to persecution in a manner similar to Stephen and Jesus.
这样我们就可以用斯提凡和我们的主耶稣同样的方式来应对对我们的迫害。
I used to hear stories about the underground church in China and about Christians in other places where they're openly persecuted for their faith.
我听到过一些中国和其他地方的家庭教会 和地下教会的故事，他们很多人被公开的受到迫害。
And I used to wonder how it was that these Christians could so bravely stand up to such persecution.
我也非常的惊奇，这些基督徒们他们是如此勇敢的面对迫害。
Over time, through readings and conversations,
经过一些时间，通过我自己的阅读和与他人的交流，
I began to understand that these people were able to stand up to persecution because they exercised their faith daily.
这些人他们能够在他们每天的生活当中能够坚守活出主的对主的信仰，能够起来来反击对他们的迫害，因为是他们坚守他们的信仰。
They had to. With the risk of persecution lingering over them, they had to live their faith daily.
他们必须要这样，因为当危险每天都面临着他们的时候，他们必须要每天都这样做。
They had to trust day in and day out that Jesus is with them.
他们一定要每天每天都坚信我们的主耶稣基督就和他们在一起。
They had to trust day in and day out that Jesus is faithful.
他们一定要每天都坚信我们的主耶稣是信实的。
And as they lived their faith through the smaller trials of life, they learned to trust Jesus in the large trials of life too.
因此在小的试验当中，我们能够紧紧依靠主耶稣的时候，在大的试验当中，我们更加能够紧紧地依靠我们的主耶稣。
But if we don't live out our faith daily and learn to trust Jesus in the little things,
如果我们在每天的生活当中，在小事当中不能活出对主耶稣的信仰，
How are we ever going to learn to trust Jesus in the big things?
我们怎么能够在大的试验当中，在大事当中能够紧紧依靠耶稣呢？
Stephen could trust Jesus in this persecution because he learned to trust Jesus in the little things.
斯提凡他能够在大的迫害当中能够活出对主耶稣的信仰，因为是在他每天的小事当中都能够活出对主耶稣的信仰。
But Stephen's example isn't the only example of how to honor Jesus during persecution.
斯提凡的例子并不是唯一的我们能够在每天的小事当中能够信靠主耶稣的例子。
There's another example that we can learn from as well.
还有另外一个例子我们可以借鉴。
The second part of Acts chapter 8 verse 1 says, On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
使徒行传八章第一节这样说，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭迫害，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹大或撒玛利亚各处。
Stephen's stoning was just the beginning.
斯蒂凡被使徒击打，仅仅是迫害的开始。
Buoyed by the fact that they're able to stone Stephen without any consequences.
当这些人看到用石头击打斯蒂凡而不必承担后果。
And also supported by a young Pharisee named Saul who witnessed Stephen's execution.
甚至看到一个年轻的法利赛人扫罗也在现场见证斯蒂凡被迫害而不加反对时。
And even approved of Stephen's execution.
这就更加使这些人甚至扫罗还允许他们来迫害斯提凡。
The mob increased their persecution of Christians.
这些暴民就更加的加剧了对基督徒的迫害。
Their persecution increased so much that day that all except the apostles fled Jerusalem.
他们的迫害愈加厉害，除使徒以外，其他门徒都逃离耶路撒冷。
They fled Jerusalem because they feared for their lives.
他们逃离耶路撒冷是因为他们害怕他们的失去生命。
They didn't know if they would be safe in Jerusalem.
他们知道在耶路撒冷生活是不安全的。
I don't think they wanted to leave their family and friends and their lives in Jerusalem.
我想他们不是想离开他们的家庭，不是想离开他们的朋友，不是想离开他们在耶路撒冷的生活。
But for the safe, for their own safety and their family safety, they fled like refugees.
而是为了他们家人的安全，为了他们自己的安全，这样他们就像难民一样逃离耶路撒冷。
As I was preparing this, I couldn't help but think of the people fleeing from Ukraine.
当我准备这个讲义的时候，我的眼前会浮现出乌克兰难民逃离的景象。
Fleeing because they don't know if it's safe for them to stay there.
他们逃跑，因为他们不知道待在乌克兰是否安全。
And much like the over 2 million Ukrainians who have fled Ukraine for their safety as refugees today.
就像今天已经有200多万乌克兰人已经逃离了乌克兰作为难民一样。
Thousands of Christians fled Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago.
在2000多年前，也有成千上万的。人逃离了耶路撒冷。
They fled as religious refugees, and they scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
他们是作为宗教的难民逃离耶路撒冷，他们流散到犹大或撒玛利亚各地。
I think it would be easy for us to sit here and think, well, if the apostles were able to stay in Jerusalem, why couldn't the rest of them?
我想坐在这里想这些问题，是挺容易的。
Was their faith not strong enough?
为什么他们要逃离耶路撒冷呢？不挺好吗？是不是他们的信仰不够坚决？
Didn't they trust Jesus enough to stay in Jerusalem?
是不是他们待在耶路撒冷不是很相信我们的主耶稣？
But I think if we think like that, we miss the point.
如果我们是这样想的话，我们就会偏离方向。
You see, I think their scattering was part of God's plan.
我觉得他们的逃离是上帝的计划的一部分。
Jesus told the disciples in Acts 1:4, On one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
在使徒行传1:4这样说，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
Jesus told his disciples to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came upon them.
我们的主耶稣嘱咐他的门徒要待在耶路撒冷，直到圣灵降到他们。
But it would seem that many of the Christians were just staying in Jerusalem even after the Holy Spirit came.
好像事实也是这样，许多的新的基督徒和老的基督徒仍然留在耶路撒冷。
And why not?
为什么不呢？
Things were comfortable there.
在耶路撒冷很安逸。
The apostles were there.
使徒也在这里。
Their numbers kept growing.
信徒的人数都在增加。
They were being taken care of.
他们得到很好的照顾。
Even the Hellenistic widows were now being taken care of.
甚至那些讲希腊话人的寡妇也得到很好的照顾。
So why not stay in Jerusalem where it's nice and comfortable?
为什么不留在非常舒适的耶路撒冷呢？
But if we remember the rest of what Jesus said to his disciples before going back up to heaven, we see that they were never meant to all stay in Jerusalem.
但是如果我们大家记得，我们的主耶稣基督在归天之前对他们门徒所说的话的时候，我们就会知道他们这样的做的原因。
Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
在使徒行传一章八节这样说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地或撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
They were supposed to bear witness to Jesus, not just in Jerusalem.
他们是要为主耶稣做见证，不仅仅是在耶路撒冷
，but in all Judea and Samaria.
而是在犹大，在撒玛利亚全地。
And then to the ends of the earth.
直到地极。
And where did the believers go when they scattered because of the persecution that day? Where did the believers go because when they scattered that day?
那么在斯蒂凡被石头击打的那一天，这些信徒去了哪里呢？
They went all over Judea and Samaria.
他们去了犹大或撒玛利亚的全地。
So I think they're fleeing Jerusalem.To scatter all over Judea and Samaria was the next step in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world.
我觉得他们逃离耶路撒冷，分散到撒玛利亚、犹大全地，是下一个传扬福音的步骤。
The believers needed to go and bear witness to Jesus in all Judea and Samaria.
信徒、基督徒应该要离开家，耶路撒冷，去犹大，去撒玛利亚全地。来传讲福音。
And then they were supposed to go into all the world.
而且还要去到地极。
But they were all still staying in Jerusalem.
但他们现在还在耶路撒冷。
So as this group of believers who are being persecuted fled Jerusalem and went all over Judea and Samaria.
因此当这些基督徒逃离耶路撒冷的时候，他们就去到犹大或耶路撒冷。
They were actually fulfilling Jesus' prophecy that they would be his witnesses.
实际上他们是在完成我们主耶稣的预言，为主耶稣做见证。
First in Jerusalem, then in Judea and Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
先是在耶路撒冷，然后是在犹大和撒玛利亚全地。
See, sometimes running from persecution isn't necessarily a bad thing.
大家可以看到，有时候逃离迫害并不见得是坏事。
Sometimes running from persecution can work to do God's work and bring honor to Jesus as well.
有的时候逃离迫害也可以为神做工，也可以荣耀我们的主耶稣。
Imagine if the believer stayed in Jerusalem as Saul began persecuting the church.As Saul was going house to house and dragging away believers.
我们大家可以试想一下，如果这些基督徒仍然留在耶路撒冷，而且当扫罗开始迫害教会，当从各家各家的输出那些基督徒的时候，会发生什么事情？
I would think that some believers may have lost their faith as they witness friends and family being dragged away.
我想当他们的家人、他们的朋友被带走的时候，有些基督徒他们会失去他们的信仰。
Or maybe some of them would have denounced Jesus as Lord and Savior to save their lives or the lives of their loved ones.
甚至对他们对我们的主耶稣、对于他们的救主、他们生活中的主，他们是可能还会谴责。
Or maybe like in Ukraine, some of the men and women.May have taken up arms, grabbed swords and sticks to fight against Paul and his followers.
或许像今天的乌克兰一样，人们会拿起武器，拿起一些他们可以拿起的武器来反抗，来回击。
Imagine if instead of fleeing Jerusalem, all the believers who stayed, who were young and healthy enough, took up arms against Saul.
可以想象一下，如果这些基督徒他们不离开耶路撒冷。而是拿起武器反抗的话。
Who knows? Maybe Saul may have been killed and would never have become one of the greatest missionaries ever.
谁知道会发生什么事情呢？也许保罗 这一个这样一个伟大的这样一个伟大的传道家，他也许已经被杀害了。
Or maybe the Christians would have been killed in the battles, going from thousands coming to believe in Jesus daily to only a handful left.
也许很多的基督徒在战斗中被杀害了，从每天的几千人信主到只剩下为数不多的人。
Regardless of what the outcome might have been, I think one thing would be certain.
不管发生了什么事情，我想有一件事情是确实的。
Their witness would not have been very good.
他们的见证不会很好。
I can just hear non-believers saying, Hey, aren't these the people that say they follow Jesus?
我几乎可以听到那些非信徒们说，这些人不是跟随那个叫耶稣的人吗？
And didn't Jesus tell them to love their enemies?
这个耶稣不是叫他们爱他们的敌人吗？
And didn't Jesus tell them to turn the other cheek if someone struck you?
那个耶稣不是教导他们当别人打你左脸的时候，你也要让他们打你的右脸吗？
I guess they don't really believe him, seeing they're grabbing their swords and spears and fighting their enemies.
我想他们不是真正的基督徒。你看他们在拿起武器开始反击了。
I can imagine the witness that they would have made if they had stayed and fought would not have been very good for Jesus.
我可以想象，如果他们留在耶路撒冷。拿起武器反抗反击的话，他们的见证就不会很好。
But instead of staying and fighting for their rights,
因此他们没有留下来，没有留下来在耶路撒冷，没有留下来反抗。
Instead of trying to defend their names,
他们没有留下来来保护他们的名声。
They fled and they scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
他们逃跑了，他们逃跑到犹大，逃跑到撒玛利亚各地。
And as they spread, they also spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout Judea and Samaria.
当他们分散到各地的时候，他们也将福音传到各地。
And not only did they fulfill Jesus' words, but they saved lives.
他们不仅仅传播了耶稣的话语，他们也挽救了生命。
They brought people in Judea and Samaria to faith in Jesus because that's where they were.
他们也让更多的犹大的人、撒玛利亚的人信了主。
Sometimes rather than fighting,
有的时候不去战斗。
Rather than being nasty and trying to prove ourselves right,
不去找茬来证明自己的清白。
Sometimes fleeing persecution is the best way of honoring Jesus.
有的时候逃离迫害却是荣耀耶稣最好的方法。
That was what many of the believers did that day.
我希望我们很多的基督徒都是这样。
They fled the persecution of the church in Jerusalem.
当时他们也是就逃离了耶路撒冷。
And they went on to spread the gospel throughout Judea and Samaria.
他们都分散到犹大、撒玛利亚传播福音。
Before some of them and others took the gospel to the ends of the earth.
后来就有更多的人将福音传到地极。
Considering the times that we are living in now,
考虑到当前我们所生活的时代，
I think that we all need to learn how to honor Jesus during times of persecution.
我们需要考虑在面对迫害的时候，我们该怎样荣耀我们的主耶稣。
Because those times are upon us now.
因为现在时候到了。
Christians are being persecuted for our faith in many places.
在很多地方，基督徒都会因为自己的信仰受到迫害。
The media is always bashing Christians.
媒体总是会提出很多问题。
We're told that everyone should respect other people's beliefs, but then they turn around and make fun of what Christians believe.
我们被告知要互相尊重，要尊重对方的信仰，但是一转过头来，他们又攻击基督徒。
We're told to keep our mouths shut in our workplaces and in schools.
在我们的职场，在我们的学校，我们都被要求闭住我们的嘴。
That we can't talk about Jesus or try to share the gospel with coworkers and classmates.
我们不能谈论耶稣，我们也不能给我们的同伴，不能给我们的同学来传播福音。
We're told we have to be open and welcoming to everyone.
我们被告知，我们要欢迎，我们要对一切的人都感到都要热情。
Regardless of what they believe.
虽然每个人的信仰都不一样。
But then often we as Christians are not welcome because of what we believe.
但是作为我们基督徒，因为我们的信仰却不受待见。
Mind you, it doesn't help our case when people who call themselves Christians act nothing like Christ. It doesn't help our case when people who call themselves Christians act nothing like Christ.
为但请就是这里就是请请注意了，当为基督徒的人们行为却竟然与信徒的身份不一样的时候。这是另当别论。
When people use the name of Christ demanding their rights or demanding allegiance to certain government authorities.
这些基督徒他们的行为与他们的信徒身份不相称，当他们向政府当局要求权益、要求保证的时候，他们这也是另当别论。
It doesn't help when those who call themselves Christians show no love for their neighbors, let alone their enemies.
这些人他们根本不爱他们的邻舍。更不爱他们的，更不用说爱他们的敌人了，这也是另当别论。
It doesn't help when non-believers see Christians fighting amongst ourselves.
我们甚至看到一些小因为一些小分歧，基督徒会互相攻击。
As much as I'd like to think that things will get better in the future.
我非常希望在将来情况会变得好一些。
I don't think that will be the case at all.
但是我觉得不会这样。
I think more and more we as Christians are going to face more and more persecution.
我觉得更多的基督徒将会面对更多的迫害。
In the church, in our workplaces, and in our schools, in many aspects of our lives.
在教会，在我们的职场，在学校，在我们生活中的每一个环节。
And I think how we respond to that persecution is either going to bear witness to what an amazing Savior Jesus is.
我们的问题是我们该怎样面对这样的问题，我们该怎样为我们的主耶稣做见证。
Or it's going to reinforce the opinions of people who don't like Christians as it is.
或者是要么是成就那些不喜欢基督徒大众的观点。
I know it's not going to be easy.
我知道这不会容易。
When people point their fingers at me, I want to defend myself too.
当人们指责我的时候，我也想保护自己。
But the more I look at Jesus,
但是当我仰望我们的主耶稣的时候，
the more I look at Stephen,
当我看斯提凡的时候，
the more I see that when people started persecuting them, they didn't fight back.
我会更多的看到我们的主耶稣，看到斯提凡，他们没有反抗。
And maybe we need to stop defending ourselves and stop trying to protect our reputation and our name.
也许我们应该停止为自己辩护，应该停止保护我们自己的名声。
But maybe we need to think about whether our actions are honoring Jesus.
我们应该想想我们的行为是否在荣耀我们的主耶稣。
If whether our actions are bringing glory to our Lord.
我们的行为是否给我们主耶稣带来荣耀？
If how we respond to persecution is glorifying Jesus or not?
我们对迫害的反应是否荣耀了我们的主耶稣？
I don't know about you, but I don't want to die at the hands of those who are persecuting me.
我不知道你们，但是我自己是不想死在那些迫害我的人手中。
But maybe rather than worrying so much about whether I live or die,
也许我们不必担心我们的生死。
Maybe I should be worrying about whether we're honoring Jesus in what we do.
我们应该考虑我们所做的事情是否荣耀了我们的主耶稣。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we see how Stephen responded to persecution.
亲爱的主啊，我们看到当迫害临到斯提凡的时候，我们看到他的反应。
And we know how hard it must have been.
我们知道这非常的难。
But we also know that Jesus responded to persecution in the exact same way.
我们也知道我们的主耶稣在面临迫害的时候也是同样这样做的。
And if we're going to follow you, we know that we need to respond like you.
我们要跟随你，我们要像你一样来回应。
But we know it's not easy.
我们知道这不容易。
So Lord, would you help us?
主啊，帮助我们。
Would you help us to trust you more?
帮助我们更加紧紧的信靠你。
Would you help us to rely on you more?
让我们更加紧紧的依靠你。
Would you help us to be like you more?
求你让我们更加的了解你。
And would you help us to bring glory and honor to you in what we do and how we respond?
求你当我们在应对的时候，让我们的行为能够荣耀你，能够带给你荣耀。
So that all glory and honor would be yours and yours alone.
这样我们一切的荣耀都归于你，归于上帝。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.